Joining me today is Taylor Kennedy, who is a celebrity wellness expert, author, which I just found out. She has a new book coming out. She's going to be telling us all about that. She's here to talk about her successful career and how does she maintain a healthy lifestyle. And I'm so excited to have you join us today, Taylor, and welcome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, no problem. I want to get right into the book. Congratulations. So
okay.
How did the thank book you. Come about?
You know, I've been always written for a long time, and it was one of my favorite topics in high school and college, and I just been wanting to write a book. I started a blog many years ago before it became this huge industry that it is now. I had a long time ago, and then I just kept writing and collecting all of my things. And I said, you know, one of these days I'm going to put it into a book. Mm-hmm. And I just kept putting it off. And then I just finally focused and put all of my recipes and everything into a book, or a lot of my breakfast recipes, my smoothie recipes, and just decided to put it together. I just made the plan and just did it. That's pretty much how it happened. But I had been collecting all of this information for a long time, many years. So it was kind of you get to the point where you just have so much.
I mean,
and I'm like, okay,
process.
Just do it. It's available on blurb.com right now. Mm-hmm. It's still, Amazon is still reviewing it. And I haven't gotten the go ahead from them yet, but I expect it to be available on Amazon and the next couple of days. So
That's wonderful, Taylor. I'm just can't wait for Amazon to accept it, which I believe they will. And you mentioned collagen, right, which I think is really important, obviously. And I just do feel that women may not know about how important collagen is, like for athletes, for every day, really.
Right. I think we do, but it's a lot of times we don't know what foods to eat to get the collagen naturally, as opposed to buying a collagen powder already. You can actually get collagen from the foods, your hyaluronic acid, you can get from your foods, your dark greens, and of course your animal proteins. A lot of people who are vegetarian and vegans, they don't sometimes don't have enough of the proteins. So you have to make sure you eat enough of the right beans and lentils and legumes to get all of that. And it's the way that you put them together, what you put them together with to enhance even the production. You have to have enough vitamin C to really to work with the other vitamins, your vitamin A and your vitamin Ks and things like that to boost your bone strength, your bone health. So those are the things that I talk about in the book, is to eat and to, even make smoothies, which are really easy, in my opinion, especially if you prep the night before or when you get up in the morning, before you start everything else, get that little list of things together and have it ready to just go into your blender and make it. It's so quick and easy, and they're filling, and they do hold. I would say they hold me until lunch. Of course, I have water in between, but I don't crave little snacks all the time. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so you don't really need the powder.
No, you can make your own protein powder with nuts. You can take your walnuts and your cashews, your macadamias, your Brazil nuts, and put them in the blender or grinder, grind them all up, throw them in the smoothie, and there you have it. You have your protein right there. Your protein powder's right there. You can just do that. Go to Costco and get a big bag, and walnuts and different nuts, or wherever you get them at your bulk place, Trader Joe's, wherever you go, and get your nuts and just make your own protein powder. You do not have to buy anything pre-made. I mean, unless you're on the go, maybe the little packets might be easy, but even then you can grind them up and put them in a Ziploc and take it with you. stir it in some water if you want to, you know, make it real simple for yourself, you know?
Yes. Like, you know, run on the go. Yeah,
it's pretty,
you know?
It's pretty easy when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Right. Taylor, you're a runner. You're always on the go and you probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great information, Taylor. And, you know, I wanted to ask, like, when did your interest begin in the wellness arena? Like, what decided you to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. You know, my mom was really huge into health and wellness and exercise. She worked in the medical industry. So her being around a lot of doctors and things like that all the time and watching how things go down in the hospital all the time, she carried that over to the home. And she always did worked out a lot. I was going to class with her because she didn't have a babysitter. So I would go with her and she'd just sit me in the corner. And sometimes she'd say, come on, let's do this workout together. And it just kind of fueled my interest. I got really into it. She actually got cancer. And so I was looking for all the ways to keep her comfortable and the right foods to eat and, you know, all these kinds of things that you want to do for someone you love that's having an illness of that magnitude. So that's what turned me, because I was actually working in the financial industry. So.
Yes. I mean, you know, the introduction, like you are, which I didn't put in there, and I'm going to try and pronounce it, I can't pronounce it properly.
Ayurvedic?
Yes, yes.
Ayurvedic practitioner. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Ayurveda.
Veda, sorry, mm-hmm. But that's another that you do. And
what
do you do? Like, you know, explain, please.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, for example, if you and I were to work together, you have an intake form, you would fill out the form, and from that, I would know if it goes by your constitution of your body. Mm-hmm. So you have Kapha, Vata, Pitta. So depending on what your constitution is, and then we go from there, of course, we everything starts inside with Ayurveda. It's your nutrition first, right? And then once we get the issue down, what's missing, what you need, those kinds of things, and we straighten out your digestive system and all of that. And then, of course, we work on moving your body, right? You got to get into some yoga and some walking. You're already a runner, so that's good. And then you got to do some, you got to sleep, right? You got to get your sleep. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have to have your social part of your life and meditation for your mental health. It's just the way it goes. It's those are the top things that we work on to help transform you into a more balanced person for yourself and for your immediate family that that you're dealing with. So those are the things that we do. If you determine which Vata is air, maybe you have too much air, right? This, we're in Vata season right now. Very air, winter, cold, you know, we have to tamper that down. There's smoothies that help with that too, for that, and different soups and salads and different foods to help balance all those different constitutions out for a person. You know, Kapha persons are usually thicker and they kind of need to eat a little bit. Everybody needs to eat different. We need to eat according to who we are. Inside. So instead of just picking and taking and all that, it's very detailed. It's very specific to you, to your personality, 100%. It's the oldest medical science practice in the world. It's everything else really is based off of Ayurveda, it's all of that Chinese medicine. Of course, our Western medicine is all really grown out of that.
Yes. Yes, thank you. I don't know why I had it already for now, but it's fascinating, and I love what you said. Because it's different, Iberic. So now for the listeners and viewers out there, I did get it right, the pronunciation. But tell us about Yes, no, thank you, Taylor. But tell us about the five pillars. Like, what five health pillars, and what does that look like skincare and so forth.
Again, everything starts with your nutrition for sure. You have to make sure you're drinking the right water. Drinking enough water, not the right water. Enough, well, of course you can drink the right water too, right? Because if you have hard water at your house, then you should have a filter on. So you definitely want to drink clean water. You want to go to try to get your 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep at night, more if you can. That's really important for your brain function and just your overall appearance for your skin. Sleep is really huge. We heal at night, and it shows on your face. Obviously, when you don't sleep, you have bags, dark circles, and things like that. And you can't focus, so that's another thing. So sleep, exercise to keep your weight managed, as well as keep your oxygen going through your body so that everything is flowing properly. And so that you can walk and move until live to a ripe old age of whatever that is for you, 100, maybe you want to be a blue zoner, so as they call them, so that's it. And have a social life. You can't be chained to your phone. You have to put your phone down and actually talk to people, read a book, go to a live event, music, a theater, things like that. You have to give your brain other things to think about and to grasp onto so you could learn. You can't stop learning. You have to keep your brain moving, and of course meditation is big. That just keeps you calm. If a crisis comes up, if you're a regular meditator, you know how to tap into your breath. You can do it in an instant. You can count, you can be speaking to someone and counting your breaths at the same time, telling yourself to speak slowly and calmly, and just, I always tell people, try to remember to use your library voice. If you're in the library and you're speaking to the librarian, you are not speaking loud because there's people studying and researching and things happening. So try to use that voice, that keeps your nervous system relaxed. Once we start yelling and fight or flight, you don't want that. You want to be cool. Of course, there's times when you need to get loud, obviously, but most of the time, meditation will keep you pretty relaxed, and you won't have to get out of bounds, so to speak. So those are the top ones that I always impress: nutrition, sleep, exercise, social, and your meditation. Those are the top ones.
Yes, and I love when you said library voice. I mean, that's the self-care of the holistic approach to wellness, and about the phones too, right? Sometimes in this digital age or technology, it's like reading a book is can it's very helpful. And just for like what so like what are the benefits? Like, I know you're more clear, right? You're more relaxed, but what else? Taylor, would you say?
I think overall, I mean, it's definitely good for your heart, and it's good for the people around you. If you have plants in your home, that's another way to tell if you're actually in sync. If your plants are growing, that means your environment is pretty healthy, because if you have a lot of plants around and they're kind of limp and they don't look good and they're losing color and the water's not been changed and things like that, then that's a little bit of an indication that you need to take a couple of days away from the life, maybe going out and running and just sit back for a minute and reorganize. Those are the benefits. It keeps you organized. Write everything down. When I say read a book, I mean actually hold a book in your hand. I don't mean on your Kindle or your Apple Books, which are also convenient when you're flying or on a plane or you're in a car. But if you're sitting at home, actually have a go to the bookstore and actually or order a book from Amazon and like, you can just read a book. Holding a book and actually reading the words is very helpful to the brain. It keeps that also
Yes.
moving and functioning at a high rate.
Right. And it's like Hillary, so how does what you say to the viewers and listeners, how do you start? Some people think, oh, it's overwhelming. I can't, I don't, I can do that tomorrow, but never tomorrow never comes. What are some baby steps or simple steps that they could take?
Well, probably you want to make a list of things that you want to change. That's probably what to start with. Some people can you can look around your home and see maybe your clothes are all piled up in the corner. So maybe you want to start with that. Maybe just have a nice 5 minutes. I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to fold all those shorts over there and put them away. Just something simple so that you can see actually. Once you see the area cleaned up, I mean, writing it down, of course, and pinning it on the door or wherever you would see it first thing in the morning on the bathroom mirror is fine. But if you actually do something, wash the dishes, fold up your clothes, call, see if one of your girlfriends or your one of your buddies want to get involved. Hey, I'm going to start this new thing, I think. Do you want to start with me? You can be my accountability partner. You can get somebody involved, and now you have somebody that you have to answer to. That's always a really big one because you don't really want to let your friends down or your family, your mother, whoever it is that you're partnering with. You kind of want to step up to that. So that's also a good way to start too. Definitely.
Yes.
Or join a, you can join an online community if you'd like as well. So you have both sides, someone in person. And then someone, maybe tapping into you on email saying, hey, did you make your smoothie this morning? Or something like that. Set little alarm clocks for yourself if you have to. Reminders. We all have them in our phone and many apps and for free.
Yes.
So
Yes.
that's would be the easy way to start.
And Taylor, tell us about
Just make your decision to do it.
yes. And Taylor, what can you tell us the services you provide? If people are interested in getting help and getting expert advice or help.
Well, for sure. Of course, I do private yoga and meditation classes, and we can meet in person or online. Because I am and also an esthetician, I also do a non-invasive facelift course. It's called Luminous Lift. You can either, and it's done with a Kansa wand, which is an Ayurvedic wand. It's before Gua Sha. For sure, but not the Gua Sha has its place, but this is a little bit different. It's made with copper and it totally detoxifies and lifts and brightens the face. So some people need help with skincare. We always start with nutrition and we move in from there. Acne and things like that, and a lot of times is environmental and nutritionally based. So we have to start there, but I provide those types of things too. Those are where we start. We always start with taking the dosha quiz. I need to find out what your constitution is, and then I make the plan from there. So whether I know you're a kapha, pitta, or vata, or a combination of both, which most people are. Some people are equal and they're a tri-dosha, which we have a little bit of everything in us. And then once we get that under control, it's I won't say it's easy sailing, but at least you're on a path of correcting whatever it is that you've come to visit me for. So whether you want to, you need a little bit more energy for exercise, we can get you a fitness program together. We can certainly get you a nice skincare program together through all of those different programs, which you can find right on the taylorkennedy.com for sure. Sorry, that's okay to say,
Yeah.
where you
Well,
can find
absolutely, Taylor.
those programs.
Absolutely. And tell our viewers, how do you maintain a healthy lifestyle? I mean, how do you, I mean, you're so busy and but can you tell what you like to do and for your healthy living?
Well, I have two dogs, first of all, so
Oh.
I have to walk every day unless it's pouring rain or some sort of bad weather outside. I have to walk every day for once or twice a day for at least an hour. And that's first thing in the morning, right? You got to get up, feed the dogs, make your smoothie, and then go for a walk. So that's for sure. But I try to write everything down, like I was explaining earlier. I try to have a schedule. My boyfriend also has his a business. So we have to make sure that, we are not bumping heads with things that we want to do because he's also self-employed. So we have to make sure, but I write it down. I definitely do yoga and Pilates and some Tai Chi and Qigong as well. I'm a really clean eater. I pretty much always have been my whole life. Don't get me wrong, I love chocolate. That's
Yeah,
like my
true.
top favorite. Tiramisu is
Yeah.
also a good friend of mine. But they have their places. I don't eat them all the time, but they are in the mix, no doubt. But I pretty much write everything down and I think it through. And I have to say my boyfriend is pretty good too. He goes, what are you going to the store for? I heard you said you want a snack. We have a bunch of apples or we have a bunch of things. He
Yeah.
says, or are you on the chocolate tip? We don't keep it in the house. We make sure that we have to go and buy it. So if we really want it, like if you really, really want it, or do you just want some, or you just want your mouth to be moving? So we think about it first. And everybody's not like that. I know that's pretty strong, but I've been doing it for a really long time. So, but those are my things, my chocolate, and I exercise and I get out. I go to live events a lot. Poetry slams. I like poetry, so I go to those, and I have performed in a few, a few of them, which is also fun. Do something out of your comfort zone, also something that you've always liked. I like acting a little bit, so sometimes I'll, stick my toe in, once in a while to do that. So do some fun things, do something that's totally not in your realm, like golf or something strange, or bowling, or something like that. Not that golf is strange, but to
Love
some
it.
people, it's like, I don't want to play golf. It's actually good for
No.
focus.
No, I love it,
Do you
Taylor.
play
And
golf?
no, but I mean a little bit, not much. But no, you're inspirational.
Teaches patience.
Yes, discipline, right? As like just
It teaches patience. It does.
yes. I mean, you're just
Yeah.
yeah, so
Yeah.
no, and Taylor, is anything else you'd like to add that I miss asking you and you want our listeners or end viewers to know?
It really, it's a one step at a time. You cannot do all everything all at once. You're not gonna stop eating potato chips and pizza all at once. I eat pizza too. I love pizza. Sometimes I make my own pizza, but I have sought out the best, healthiest pizza dough maker in my neighborhood. So I know where to get the good pizza. And most of the fast foods, if you will, make them yourself. It's so easy to use the better ingredients at your house. And if you have a family, like if you have children, or just, invite another couple over or some friends or by yourself even, it's so much more fun when you cook it yourself and make it. I mean, obviously treat yourself and go out sometimes, but if you do it yourself, if you find the recipes are so readily available online now, you can find anything you want just about in the ingredients, and you just go and try it. If it doesn't come out right the first time, try it again. That's pretty much it. It's you just can't do it all at one time when you're just starting. It's a step process. Okay, I want to lose weight. Let's start with that. I want to get better skin. Let's start with that. But again, everything starts with nutrition when you're working with me. So you're going to get your better skin and you're going to lose your weight. anyway, just because of the way the program is set up. It's going to be, the benefits of that. It's pretty easy, but just start with one thing, just one thing. Whether if you get up and walk for 10 minutes in the morning to the corner and back, just to get it in your schedule. That's pretty much the most least difficult way to start, for sure. Just one thing.
Taylor, thank you. So,
Make a decision.
yeah, great information. And
You're
no,
welcome.
and can you give us the website again, to reach you for?
Sure, taylorkennedy.com,
Yes.
TayeLor Kennedy, KennedyKennedy.com. Or same thing on Instagram at Taylor Kennedy, for sure. They can find me there, definitely. Or Pinterest, either way. Pinterest is at Beauty Masterclass, but
Yeah.
it's okay. Either way, you can find me there. Or they can come to your website and look me up.
Nice. Taylor, it was so much fun speaking with you today. I mean, I really
You
enjoyed it. I could have
too.
talked to you all day, but
I
I'm just
know.
pull the bat. I mean, we'll have to do this again, actually. We will. About the
I
makeup.
think we
We'll
should.
get
I would
you
like that.
doing a
Yeah.
demo. We get you to do a demo, maybe. All of us.
Okay. We'll do a skincare demo and
Yes.
yeah, maybe we'll do a luminous lift demo with the non-invasive facelift course that I do. It's so you can imagine how, I mean, you can see a difference even after 3 days of doing this on a regular basis. It's so very cool. And I can do one-on-one classes for that also, or
Yes.
so either way, or we can come in person and get the actual treatment done by me to you.
Oh no, that's just wonderful. I would
So,
love
yeah.
getting a demo
Yeah.
in well, the new year, 2025. Let's just say 2025, we'll get you back on
Totally.
the show.
I would love to do it. We have the Transform Your Life package, and of course the 21 days to enhance to boost your collagen and decrease your cellulite program, which is the book. So you can certainly get that also to get started to help you. I'll be there every step of the way.